Welcome to Kai's Cake Corner.
Today we're talking about cheetahs.
So Kai, we have always been told that cheetahs are really fast. Which animal is faster, a cheetah or a horse?
Cheetah, but horse can run for a longer distance.
That is true. So cheetahs can run really fast, but only for a short amount of time.
Boom, boom, boom. Mm.
How fast can they run?
About 70 miles per hour.
And how about a horse? How fast can they gallop?
45 miles per hour. That's
not as fast as a cheetah.
Cheetahs are faster.
Cheetahs are the fastest mammal on Earth. But what animal is even faster than the cheetah?
Peregrine falcon.
Yes.
Peregrine falcon.
Yep. They
and
can
one
fly.
Diver can go very fast.
Mm-hmm.
Faster than a cheetah.
That's right. They can
fly. Vroom.
But on land, the cheetah is indeed the fastest animal. How can cheetahs run so fast?
They have large lungs and a powerful heart. Boom, 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 boom.
Yes, their heart does beat really fast when they're running.
After I run, sometimes I put my hand on my arm. Boom, 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 boom. It's way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
They also have big nostrils to help them breathe. Breathe in more oxygen. Mommy?
Yes?
The cheetah also has long legs and a flexible spine to help them run fast.
Mm-hmm.
Cheetahs have long tails to help balance them when they run fast.
Now, the cheetahs are part of the cat family, right? And they're really big in size. Are they considered a big cat?
No.
Why not?
Because they chirp and they don't roar.
Oh, because they don't roar.
Yeah, there's a big cat from like a lion or a tiger or anything else that can roar.
But a cheetah doesn't roar.
Actually,
what does a chirp sound like?
Chirp, chirp, chirp.
And do you know the purpose of their chirping?
A cheetah chirp is a contact call between mother and cub.
Ah, so they chirped as a contact call between the moms and the cubs. Mm-hmm. What other differences are there between the cheetahs and the big cats, aside from not being able to roar?
The pads are small and tough like a dog's. If you have a dog, you look at the foot and you say it looks like a cheetah.
The dog's feet and the cheetah's feet are similar? In terms of their paddings? Yeah.
They also have small canine teeth, unlike other big cats, because they have big nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
Very big nostrils that would take up all the space, and they have long canine teeth.
I see. So they have a bigger nostrils to make up for the fact that they have small canine teeth and smaller mouth.
Most cats hunt by night, but cheetahs hunt at day. They don't stop for... like other big cats, they run after their prey.
Uh-huh. And that's why they need that.
I hear you can.
Oh, baby Kang's home. And that's why they need to be able to sprint and run really fast because they run after their prey, right?
Gazelles. Mm-hmm. Gazelles, antelope.
Those are their most favorite prey?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They especially love gazelles.
Yes. Can you tell me more about their hunting behaviors?
We should hunt.
Baby Kang. He just asked, is anyone home?
can I sit down here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Can you say hi to our listeners, Kang?
Hi, my name is Kang. I'm Kai's baby brother.
Yeah. And what do you do at school today, Kang?
I play.
You play?
What do you play? Animals, crocodile.
Animals and crocodiles?
Ah, you mean real crocodiles?
Uh-huh. Or a Lego crocodile.
A toy crocodile. Oh, good. I thought it was a real crocodile because real crocodiles.
All right, Cam, would you like to listen to your brother's podcast right now? Yeah? We were talking about their hunting behavior.
When sprinting at high speed, they may overheat.
Uh-huh. And then what happens?
They need a 20-minute break. But they have to eat fast because other predators might steal it if they don't eat it right away.
That's right. If they do see that they have to eat real fast, especially the vultures, they can really smell dead animals and come to the site right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and give away the fact that the cheetah has a big prey and other big cats might come and steal that prey, right?
Yeah, but these guys would save the day because they're faster. They can get to the carcass and defend it from a cheetah with its sharp talons and long legs. It can defend from any other cat who wants to steal its kill.
Mm-hmm. So Kai, I always get confused at the zoo when we look at leopards and cheetahs. I cannot tell them apart. How are they different, Kai?
Leopards have rosettes and they have a white ear spot, so that's how they are different from a cheetah. And they do not have the black eye streak. That helps the cheetah from the sun's glares.
Beautiful. So the cheetah has...
Has the stripe against its nose. And it also has spots that are not like rosettes. They're just dot, 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 dot.
So there are clearly many differences here. So next time when I'm at the zoo, I should look at their
spots.
That right.
And look at their ears.
Mm-hmm. And also that tear mark you were telling me about.
Ears.
Right. The ears.
If they flick, you can maybe see the white dot.
Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to hear more about the leopards because that is going to be next week's episode, right? And you were saying that you were playing snow leopards today with your friends at recess?
At morning recess.
Yeah. You said you want to give them a shout out?
Hello, Gavin. Hello, Carter. Hello, Nicholas. Hello, Isaac. And Ranch wasn't here.
Not today?
And Ella wasn't here.
So where do cheetahs live?
They used to live in Africa and Asia. They only live in Africa today because people hunted them in Asia.
I see.
Cheetahs like to live on open spaces because they need to run fast.
Right.
Very
so,
fast. Cheetahs need open spaces.
Yes.
Because they need to run fast.
That's right, Ken.
Ken.
So they like grasslands and savannas.
They do not like forests because they have way many trees
they
in Africa.
They do not like forests.
They do not like forests.
They do not like forests because
they are kids.
Why don't they like forests?
Because the trees stop them from running fast.
And they do need to run fast in order to hunt, and they don't want trees to stop them from running fast. That's right. Can you tell me about their youngs?
They don't have spots when they're born, but they have a gray and black stripe going down the back. A cheetah can give birth to 4 cubs at a time. The babies are born blind.
The babies are born blind? Yeah, Kent's nodding.
The babies are not spotted. They're fluffy gray with a...
Fluffy gray.
And that stays when they're 3 months old, the black on the back.
Mm-hmm. So when they are 3 months old, they don't need mama's milk anymore.
And they need fresh food.
Fresh meat, yeah.
Fresh meat. At 3 months old, they have spots. At 1 year old, they are considered a young adult.
Okay, Ken, do you want to hear an animal joke, Ken?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what animal is the least trustworthy?
I think cheetah. 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 Kite is signing out.
Bye. Goodbye.
If you like the episode, don't forget to tell a friend. And don't forget to subscribe.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye, listeners.
Bye, Baby Kang's listeners.
Bye, Baby Kang listeners. I love you. I love you. I love you.